just one Santa Claus. That isn't so, 'cause I see Santa Clauses everywhere I go. One small one's beards of white and gray. 77 Santas all held me on their knee. Bet I'll get a lot of sleds.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. This is 77 Santas by Gayla Peavy, starting off Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarchy Show! Ho, 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 ho!
Clean or what?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh.
It's all in honor of tonight's big Santarchy celebration out in Old Town Scottsdale and the release of Adam Sandler's new movie, The Ridiculous Six. Today is absolute ridiculousness. In-studio guests, taste testings, comedians, so fruitcake.
And dancing on the table.
Well, we can dance on the table, too.
No, not we. You.
But do you recognize Gayla Peavy?
No, I know a guy named Jake Peavy, a baseball player.
Okay, well, Gayla Peavy
Who's
is...
Gayla?
Gayla saying, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I know Peavy Amps.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, see, we know a lot of Peavys.
Well, I bet you do. But Gayla Peavy is singing 77 Santas because you know what? There are going to be 7,700 Santas out in Old Town Scottsdale tonight, and I will be one of them.
You'll be one of the Santas?
Yes.
The Santa Claus?
Joseph, do you have a tattoo?
I do have a tattoo.
Wow. When did you get a tattoo? You do have a tattoo.
I have a tattoo.
Let me see that.
Let's see. We'll take a closer look at that in just a moment. But see, I can
Is that like a real?
You didn't strike me as somebody with a tattoo.
I can make them flap. Yeah, I can make them flap.
Wow.
Is that Sharpie or a real tat?
That's a real tat.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about it in just a minute. Very exciting.
When did you get that?
This week. Earlier this week. It was like on Sunday.
That tat and the man in the hat.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum-bum. Yay. Hey, thank you so much for our in-studio musician, Gayla Peavy.
Oh, they're in studio? Where are they?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway, and before I talk about the
tat. I know Gayla Apples.
Yeah, that's right. I know Gayla Ball.
I don't even know how to respond to that. But wow.
No, like a, you know, a party. And
okay.
Gayla.
Like in a ballroom.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's keep doing the Gayla
well,
game.
You know,
I love
like,
the Gayla game.
Well, you know,
it was PV.
Oh, that's right. I
you feel
we bridged across. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow. Well, right now, if you are joining us on Meerkat, in addition to broadcasting on KPHX 1480 AM, we are also streaming live audio and video on Meerkat. Just find us on Meerkat. I don't think it's on the website yet, is it, Dave?
It might be, because they did put other things on.
Well,
I'm checking.
BreakRadioShow.com. We're working to get it on there. BreakRadioShow.com. But if it's not there yet, you can find it on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. Just download the Meerkat app, or you can find it on Meerkat Streams. But at the moment, if you're joining us on Meerkat, you can see one piece of a Santa Claus outfit. I've got the Santa shirt on. Of course, I've got a beard, a white long white beard, and I've got the Santa hat on.
And I'm Santa Claus.
Well, okay. Well, we'll show you in just a moment. But I do want to say that this is not my Santarchy outfit.
It's not.
I told some of the I told Kathleen and Eric what my Santarchy outfit is, but I told them not to say anything about it on the air because I want it to be a surprise in case anyone is listening.
Did they like it?
Did you guys like it?
What's the question?
Did you like my idea of my Santarchy outfit that I'll be wearing tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Kathleen was.
She knows what it is. She just told me.
And it's good?
You've already been that, haven't you?
Not this version of it.
Oh, it's the Santa version.
Yes, the Santa version.
Whoa.
I'm going to get all decked out.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
No, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Ah, yeah. But it's going to be cool.
It's going to be amazing. And we'll bring up...
Finally, there'll be some... You know, mistletoe.
Oh, well, I hope so. You know, if anyone's out there, if they want to bring some mistletoe, we'll go for it.
Just I understand.
Make sure
you
that you are
part of your
between 18
costume.
And 35.
But also part of your costume, it's a stick that curves up, and you have, and it goes over you out.
No, I'm not that desperate. I'm not that desperate.
3 feet, and you're going to have mistletoe.
Yes, 3 feet.
And
that's
as you walk around, then you can't help having mistletoe over the Babyramas.
Well, there you go. That's
so
one
what
idea.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I am a gentleman. I like to ask permission.
So what do you do? Say, may I have
otherwise
mistletoe
it's a
over
crime.
Your head?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's assault. It's assault. You know, yes means yes. That's what they're teaching the
pepper.
Kids nowadays.
It's not assault. No.
Yes means yes.
And no means.
Well, if you get a no, then you better just leave.
Okay. So how would you ask that?
I don't know. Well, you know what we got.
Oh yeah, we got other things.
We got other things because but I will say this about my Santarchy outfit,
yeah.
Dave. It goes perfectly with my new tattoo. Yeah, so let's take a look at that.
Let me see that tat again. I don't think it's real. I've got a tattoo, and when that thing was put on, it swelled up for like 10 days.
Look at this.
And then scabbed
guys.
Over.
I'm going to show. Join us on Meerkat. You can check it out here. What is it doing? He's flapping, right?
No, no.
Who is that?
Unfortunately.
Who is that?
That's Frozen.
That's Frozen, my pet duck, in his purple pizzazz diaper, right?
Well, he when you did that, the diaper fell off.
See it.
Well, I'll show you guys. I'll show you guys closer later.
The diaper fell off when you flexed your muscle. No,
well,
it did.
It's pretty neat looking, isn't
that's
it?
One of those.
Do you think his mother would let him get a tattoo?
No, there's no way she would.
There comes Trisha. See my tattoo?
Yeah. Do you think it's real?
Yes.
Yes, it does look real. Yes, if it was real, yes, it would be all swollen. But I don't want to. What does that sound like? But.
It's called a smart tattoo.
No, it's called
I don't know.
Well, it is. Yeah, you're right. A smart tattoo.
Oh.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's next edition of our Stuffing Stalkers. This is Tatapick.
Stuffing Stalkers?
Yes.
What is a Tatapick?
We're trying to play with it. Right. But this is one of my favorite things that, you know, because we had our holiday gift guide. Now we're doing some smaller items and stuff like that that we're featuring throughout the next few weeks for Christmas. This is Tatapick. This is one of my favorite items that I was introduced to. Think custom tattoos for a bachelorette party, family reunion, April Fool's Day, or other special occasion. Traditionally, temporary tattoos were of horrible quality and could be spotted being fake a mile away, or you could not design your own. With Tatapick, temporary tattoos never looked so real. They last upwards of a week and can be ordered by the thousands or down to the lonely number one.
I think it looks real.
You can.
I don't think Frozen looks lonely.
No, he's not. He's got a nice muscle to keep him company.
Wow, you hesitated
disgusting.
On that one.
Yeah, you can.
No, now he's playing with the muscle.
You can Tatapick from any picture or design you have. So here's what it is. Tatapick.
Nice.
I sent this over to Tatapick. I sent a picture of Frozen
to their website.
To their website, yes. Go to tatapick.com, TATTAPIC.com, okay? We'll put that on the website as well. You can visit this on the archive. Tatapick.com. You upload the picture, whatever you want, okay? And you can put it wherever you want. Someone on Meerkat is saying that they want to put it on their face. Go for it. You want to put it on, I once did that as well, by the way, across my forehead.
You did?
Yes,
what happened?
I did. But
most people with tattoos on their foreheads are not desirable people.
Exactly,
to hang
exactly.
Out with.
Well, but
Mike
a guy
Tyson.
With. But yeah, but a guy with a tattoo of his pet duck wearing a diaper on his muscle.
I was thinking that you erased
nice.
The diaper, but you're right. I can see it now at a certain angle.
Yeah, well, his is purple diaper. It's one of my favorite photos of Frozen because he kind of looks like an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an amazing product, Tatapick. You got to get this, and you know what? I'm going to be wearing this, and I'm going to see how many of my friends I can fool tonight, especially in my Santa outfit that I'm
not
going to
reveal. You're
not going to
fool your friends. I know you.
But do you see them more often than once a week?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because that's
the
only problem is with a real tattoo, it's going to be red, it's going to be swollen.
Haven't
Scabs
seen me
over.
In a while.
Scabs,
but the other neat thing about this one is they give you a little, it's just like a regular temporary tattoo you wet, and you know, everyone's done that before. But now they give you a little liquid thing that you brush on with a little paintbrush.
Over it, that's what gives it that
and
extra seal.
Yeah, so it gives it an extra seal and it prevents it from being all shiny.
That
you know?
Also makes it look almost like it could be under the skin.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So I really love this item. They gave me a few of them, so I can't wait to see if I can fool some more people. But we've got some other items on our Stuffing Stalkers.
Are you going to put
list?
A tramp stamp on?
I almost did that, you know.
That's kind of hard to do.
No, don't do that.
My Santa outfit.
I was joking.
I mean, on a girl, maybe, but on a guy, no.
Well, you know my outfit. That would have been appropriate as well tonight.
Actually, I think that guy, what's his name? Channing Tatum. I think he does have one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh,
he probably
man.
Does.
He's got a few tattoos.
Yes, he's he's in the Hateful Eight, by the way, which we'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks. That's a knife. That's
Hateful
for
Eight.
Yes, the Hateful
we
Eight.
We have Ridiculous Six and Hateful Eight.
I know, and then the Magnificent Seven.
And eight is enough.
No, that's a different one. That's a different one. Okay, so Dave,
that's a different.
Look at this. This is Inlet. Okay, we'll show our friends on Meerkat. Okay. This is Inlet.
And then oh,
go take a look. You've seen that before, right?
I have.
You have. Okay.
I have.
So, Living Plug Inlet turns a two-prong outlet into a three-prong plus USB charging station, perfect for the study space in the children's room or a great temper-resistant outlet cover in the nursery. Everyone stays charged and organized. Choose from modern to featured artist faceplates as well, okay? So there's a flag. They sent us a sample of a flag that you can put on that inlet.
I like this one.
And then what does that say, Tricia?
It says, where there is no struggle, there is no strength.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's a nice giraffe as well.
Oh,
right?
That's cute for the kiddies' room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've also got sports logos, nature, college, Greek life. Upload a custom upload to customize for an extra special gift. It snaps right into the outlet, so no assembly required. Just slip on the decorative faceplate and hide that ugly outlet. Visit livingplug.com. You know, I've seen that. Have you seen that,
and you
Larry?
Know, you could actually change it for the seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Because you buy the main inlet, and then you can just swap that faceplate out.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It's beautiful. It's a great idea. And
I really love that you've got a USB port as well, because how many of you are like me, you hate carrying around not just your cords, but carrying that stupid adapter for the plug.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Because then you lose that.
We actually travel, not with something this large. We have a small travel strip that we purchased that has some USBs and some plugs too.
Yeah.
For hotels. But this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
So livingplug.com. They've got a bunch of different designs. I highly recommend you checking that out. It might be a little big for a stocking, but you know, some people's stockings are bigger than others.
But that's true. Yeah. Does your beard go up?
You
and
know
down?
All
does
about
it
stocking.
Curl up and go down and curl up.
Yeah.
It looks like it could.
Yeah.
It looks like it could go. Yep.
Yeah.
It's the ever.
But how do you know
beard.
About stocking, according to Eric's comment?
How do I know?
Yeah.
He's a stalker.
I'm a worldly man.
Oh,
what?
That's what you mean.
Huh?
He's a stalker, Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he meant S-T-A-L-K-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. Stalking.
Oh,
like
okay.
S-T-A-L-K-I-E-R.
Right. What are those
I
little candies?
You know, this is also, you know, they said it's for childproofing, and that's really cool because what it does is, you know, normally the faceplate of the outlet is facing out to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you plug this into it, it just looks like a square box on there, and the plugs are underneath it. So you'd have to plug underneath, and then the USB's up on the top.
Yeah, and then you could put the your phone or whatever it is right there on top of it. Now, Dave, I gave us each B.T. McElrath eggnog truffle, okay? So let me tell you about it first, and then we'll take a taste test. 40% milk chocolate filled with eggnog ganache and topped with vanilla white chocolate. Visit btmcelrath.com. That's btmcelrath.com. Again, we're going to put this on the website,
Facebook.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so go to breakradioshow.com if you missed that. But it's BT McElrath. This is eggnog truffles. I gave Eric and Kathleen them to try as well. Let's take
all right,
a taste.
Here we go.
Now, where are they based?
Ooh, I taste
San Francisco,
that white chocolate.
I think.
White chocolate?
Or no, maybe that was the other one. I'm sorry. I don't remember where BT is.
Oh, you gave them the Jell-O shots. You didn't give them the or did you?
Thank God for the Jell-O shots.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good. What do you guys think? You like
very
it?
Very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't you like eggnog?
Well, I like white chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
I love eggnog.
Oh, and how creamy is that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very
but
creamy.
The thing is it's very pretty, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I like that little white chocolate touch on the top.
And they've also got other different, you know, they got poinsettias.
I'm not easy for you to say.
Oh, you know, because it's just like melting in my mouth and I'm like trying not to drool all over my beard right now. That would be terrible because we've got in-studio guests as well, you know?
I know.
Be more for me then.
Okay.
Right?
There you go. As your wife is sitting right next to you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, greetings.
I meant more for me to review.
Oh, okay. Well, we are going to be reviewing some stuff after the break, but let me tell you again, breakdown of our stuffing stockers, Tatapic, Living Plug Inlet, BT McElrath Eggnog Truffles. So exciting. I love this Tatapic thing. I was putting it on this morning, and I mean, even when I sent it to them, I was like, I have this perfect picture. I'm going to use my pet duck with his diaper on. And they were like, ah, ha, ha. So that's usually the
they probably went, yeah, right. And you're like, no, seriously.
And then I sent it, yeah. So, but yes. And, but you know, I'm curious, Trisha, have you heard of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Not like anyone's in particular. But
I had a dream of her last
I was
going to
say I've heard of a lot of crazy ex-girlfriends.
We heard about one of those last week.
Oh, yeah. We want to hear part two.
About what?
Crazy Ex-Girlfriends.
Yeah. But Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the TV show.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Set in California, my favorite TV show that's on right now.
Really?
It's on the CW on Monday nights. It's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. The woman, the lead actress, is nominated for a Golden Globe.
Wow.
She scored a Golden Globe. One of my other favorite shows, Jane the Virgin, she also scored a Golden Globe nomination.
I heard
as well.
She's already got two.
I thought she was a virgin.
Yeah. Well, she can still have two. But I think,
especially
Trisha,
this time of year,
Trisha, you will absolutely love this song. This is California Christmas Time from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Woohoo!
Of course, you're talking about 100 degree weather and everything. So let's take a listen to this. And Dave?
And what is this?
From Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, California Crazy. Christmas Time.
I've never seen that, though. That's the whole problem.
Even this Santa
has a suntan. I wanted to hear
California
Dreaming. Eric knows that one in California.
Oh, yeah.
See, that would be a good song.
Is he even awake?
I like that song.
No, I'm just really baked.
She's really baked. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Roasting in the bright sunlight. Put on some pants, Chet. And what would Christmas be without historically low mountain snow causing staggering droughts? But hey, this eggnog froyo super tight. Super tight. 'Cause this is California and we do Christmas right. California. Ooh, so good.